Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karmali. My co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
I'm great. You know, we've got one thing that's very different in our country versus, let's say, the States or other countries right now is the amount of immigration coming in. This federal administration in Canada has said, you know, we are focused on bringing immigration in. And there's a certain mindset when you talk about immigration. And what many Canadians don't know is the amount of high net worth and ultra high net worth immigrants coming to this country.
Yeah, who's coming into the country, right? You're right. So often the headlines are dominated by something that isn't the high net worth, the high educated, the people ready to work and create revenue and build families here, right?
Yeah, so let's get not only about the demographics, but let's get into, you know, what's the structure of these individuals and families that are coming here that are so-called high net worth. And we've got a great guest on the show for that.
Yeah, Chris Gandu is joining us. He's a partner, family office leader of KPMG LLP. Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, guys.
All right, well, you heard the setup here. Let's talk a little bit about immigration and maybe why the number of high net worth immigrants are coming to Canada that we're seeing. Give us some, because there's been some research out recently.
Yeah, there was a report that just came out from Henley & Partners. And for context, Henley & Partners is sort of a global mobility firm that helps high net worth individuals acquire citizenship or residency in other countries. So certainly the right firm equipped to do this research. And their 2023 report shows that Canada is attracting a significant number of high net worth individuals or families. And their definition of high net worth is essentially any individual or family that has, in US dollars, $1 million or more in investable assets. So you could be at $1 million, you could be at 10, 50, whatever the number is. In 2022, the projection was that we'll gain a net 1,000. We surpassed that, we hit 1,200. And the 2023 projection is 1,600 net gain by Canada. So that is fairly significant.
So why is that? Why are they picking Canada when you can go anywhere around the world? We're hearing of places that have lower tax rates and other benefits and so forth that are out there. Why are they choosing Canada?
Yeah, I mean, that is a $1 million question. And maybe you've just hit the nail on the head. Tax rates matter, but maybe they're not be all end all. I think there's a few things. I mean, Faisal, we hit 40 million in population earlier this month. And I believe the numbers are stating that in the last 12 months or last year, there was the net immigration to Canada was 1 million. So I think, first of all, we're just letting in more people. So naturally, a subset of them is going to be the wealthy, right? So I think part of it's just that. The second thing is, if you look at wealth and wealth trends around the world, what people really want are a place where their money and assets are safe and a place where they can still educate their kids, raise their families, and run a business. And maybe there is no better place in the world than Canada. We have a safe political system, clean water, clean air, good education system, healthcare, and more importantly, access to the North American US market, even if you're based in Canada. So I think it is a whole bunch of things together that make Canada an attractive place.
Yeah, definitely. It's why a lot of people come here and a lot of people stay here because they have a choice of leaving this country. When we look at this, Chris, when we look at this high net worth families coming to Canada, are they entrepreneurs? Are they high-skilled employees? Are they professionals? What's the makeup of these high-net-worth individuals?
Yeah, another great question. The report, unfortunately, just gives us a high level and it doesn't give us a breakdown, but I'd say the answer is actually all of the above. One thing that the report does touch on is that one of the main reasons, or an additional reason why these individuals and families are choosing Canada is because of our entrepreneur business visa program that is attracting exactly what you said, are folks that are entrepreneurs, have businesses abroad, and that want to set up a business in Canada. So this is something that's been in place since 2015. And in fact, the report does a very good job and says, if you look at the top 10 countries in the world that are attracting wealth and wealthy families, 9 out of 10 have a program similar to Canada. So whatever the federal government is doing to attract these business-minded families is working, and they're certainly a subset of the high-net-worth individuals moving to Canada.
So, Chris, we know that immigration is a priority for the federal government right now. Population growth is an important piece of growing an economy. all of those things are connected, and we need to attract people that have skills, education, and money, right, in order to continue to grow the economy. As we look out, Alberta is projected to get population is expected to grow. Now, some of that's just migration from different provinces. Some of that will be immigration. But does the report speak to what Alberta can expect from attracting some of these new immigrants and the high net worth category?
Yeah, you know, there's this sort of a subset focuses on Canada, and there are some interesting Canadian trends that also show up. So part of what the report does is it looks at not just nations, but it also looks at the top 97, and I don't know why it's 97, not 100, top 97 sort of wealth concentrations in the world by cities. Not surprisingly, Toronto tops Canada. It was 14th last year, 12th this year. Vancouver is up there, 29th, moved up from 36th. Montreal's there, but I think the dark horse is Calgary. We were 81st out of 97. And we have now bumped up to 55 out of 97. And that's an incredible jump. And I think it speaks to a bunch of things. Obviously, net migration into this province because of our resilient economy. The oil and gas sector has had a recovery. That plays a part in it. And I think the pivot that our province is making towards sort of new and emerging industries and the energy transition, I think all of that plays to our strengths.
Chris, when you deal with high net worth families that are newly arrived to the country, to the city, there's a cultural change. And one part that's a cultural change is the view of retirement or transitioning to retirement. If you've been in the Canadian system for a long time, you kind of get the idea of let's retire at a certain age, let's, you know, divest of our assets and start to live off our savings. Is that still the same type of thought process with these newly arrived high net worth Canadians, or is there a shift happening and changing that you're noticing?
Yeah, Faisal, I think people that leave behind roots and are setting up new roots in Canada, I think they are probably not looking to just come here and retire. It's sort of not a sunny beach destination. That's not why they're coming to Canada. So I think they're coming here and they actually may be working even harder because they want to set up a new life for themselves and their families. So I think, no, retirement is not on the horizon for them. They want to work hard and make a good living.
And that's going to be the interesting part, Dave. When you look at this different demographic coming to the country, it's not a I'm coming here to slow down. I'm actually coming here to speed up and to grow. And so that's a very different shift. That will change the demographic numbers of people retiring in the local markets as well as the nation.
For sure. Chris, was there anything, sort of a minute or less, was there anything in the report that really caught your interest that you wanted to shed some light on that you found, you know, stood out to you?
Yeah, one interesting data aspect is that when, again, the report looks globally at countries and seeing where are high net worth families growing the most. And of course, you can expect China, India, where there's so much economic growth and the base effects where they start off with a small number, you can expect a larger growth in wealth there. But from the developed countries, Canada's top four. It's only Australia and Canada up there. So it's China, India, Australia, Canada in some sort of an order. So I think that bodes really well for our country and our future. And I think over the next decade, we expect the aggregate high net worth individuals and families in Canada to grow by 35%. So a staggering number, great for the economy, great for creating new jobs and wealth in our country.
Chris, I want to thank you for that. Help us understand what the future looks like for us and the job I think we're doing as a country, right, in attracting educated, skilled, high net worth families from around the globe. Chris, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Been joined by Chris Gandu, partner, family office leader of KPMG LLP. Okay, so retirement may not form, may not be why newly arrived Canadians are coming here. They're coming for opportunity.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is our demographic is aging and lots of people are moving into that period that we call retirement. And how do you secure and bulletproof that for people in a crazy economy or a crazy environment like we're in right now?
Yeah, we're going to talk about how to take care of your golden years of your life,
yep,
the transition to retirement, to protect your income, make sure you're growing your portfolio over time and weathering all the volatility we're experiencing on the 25th of July, 7 p.m. at Hamptons. Register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.